the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
But first, this weekend, Minister for Finance Jack Chambers is no doubt running through spreadsheets with his calculator in hand as he prepares to present his first budget on Tuesday. This morning's newspapers tell us that Budget 2025 will bring funding for thousands of social and affordable homes. And in the coming general election campaign, the opposition parties will be promising big money for housing too. But will a big fat slice of Exchequer funds actually help fix our housing crisis? I'm joined now by John Fitzgerald of the ESRI. John, you're very welcome to the programme. First of all, there are likely to be a number of measures in the budget aimed at stimulating house purchase by helping first-time buyers further and also house building. One of them is the proceeds of the sale of AIB shares, the speculation in the press that a billion or a billion and a quarter would go towards building social and affordable homes. Do you think this will make a big difference?
Giving people more money to buy houses. If you two people go into an auction and they are prepared to bid 400 grand and you give them 50 grand more each, the house will go for 450 grand. So giving more money to people to buy houses is not the solution. The problem is we need to build more houses. And it would be easy if you could go to IKEA and buy a flat pack and with an Allen key the next day put up your house. But we've got to make them in Ireland with people in Ireland, and we're kind of short of people. And then we make it exceptionally difficult to build with the planning regulations. So sort out the planning side and look at how long term you're going to have the people to build them.
But in the meantime, on the issue of, let's say, help to buy and helping first time home buyers to actually be able to be in a position to get a mortgage and buy a house, that has to happen, because if it doesn't happen, then only a certain cohort of people will be able to purchase a house. If we don't do it, we're cutting off loads of people from the housing market.
There's a certain number of houses, and you can reallocate the houses across the people who want to buy them. And all right, you may say first-time buyers you want to give preference to, but then that means that people who might move from one house to another, they don't move. So that doesn't actually increase the stock of houses. The underlying challenge in Ireland is that the number of people dying every year is half the number of 30-year-olds. In the rest of the EU, the number of people dying every year is equal to the number of 30-year-olds. So the rest of Europe doesn't need more houses because people die and the houses are then occupied.
More dying, John. They call it the dismal science. It's getting more dismal.
Well, I'm 75, and myself and my wife are planning to stay in our house for some time to come. But that is a really challenge. And like, if you're just reallocating the housing stock that's there, but if you have to build them, it's much more expensive, and the planning and the restrictions on building become much more serious.
Two issues there. One is around the planning process, and the government has this new planning bill, which has been going through the House. It's likely to go through the Senate, I think, in the autumn, in the coming months anyway. Surely that's going to act as a reform of the planning process and help things.
I haven't read it because it's 800 pages long. And getting your legal text right over 800 pages, there are going to be flaws in it. It'll end up in the courts, and it could be 3 or 4 years before that's sorted out. That is assuming that it's actually passed by the Oireachtas before there's an election. The challenge is to make planning simpler, reduce the criteria so that you can't object because it's going to affect your neighbourhood or whatever.
But if you reduce it really dramatically, you are taking away people's right to appeal a planning decision, and they may have very legitimate concerns about it.
They may have concerns, but I own my property and I'm responsible for what happens on it, but I can't control what happens elsewhere. I shouldn't be able to. I think that the right to object, there may be very special circumstances which should be taken into account, but actually we need more houses. And what you're seeing is a large number of houses that could have been built are not built because of objections.
Well, also on planning, but on wider regulations, there was a report out during the week which said that, you know, thousands of potential apartments are not going to be built because it's too expensive to build them, because the regulations and the rules around all kinds of things are too restrictive, which is hiking up the price. But one of the reasons we have all of those rules is because during the boom years, there were so many apartments built in a haphazard way that really weren't of good enough quality, and some of them have to be fixed now as well.
Well, those kind of issues need to be regulated and make sure fire safety and so on, that's imposed. But the regulations, for example, I remember hearing a developer talking about underground car park. It had to be completely underground. If it projected a metre and a half above ground, natural ventilation, it would have saved 10 to 20 grand per apartment. Also, they had to have common space where you could have a party. Nobody uses that space. That's adding another 10 or 20 to the price. So there are regulations there. The size, we set a minimum size. Other countries would have smaller. When you're starting off and you're single, living in a bed sit was the norm in my day. And then you progressed. So having some stock, which is smaller, but you can't do it. And one of the things, just in terms of fire regulations, from a climate change point of view, we should be building in timber. And building a four-storey block in timber, I'm told there's only one local authority in Ireland that will look at it. Whereas all over the rest of the world, you build five-storey blocks of apartments and they don't burn down.
So is the solution there to have impose on local authorities that they would all make this available, or to just get more of them to be more positively disposed towards?
Well, I think on some of the things centralised, like you set the regulation for Ireland on fire safety and you look at what works elsewhere, and then the local fire officers implement that. But having discretion and each local authority checking out how to do things really doesn't make sense.
The irony of what you're saying are a lot of the real underlying problems that are preventing us from increasing supply adequately, aren't really about money at all. I mean, the Exchequer is fortunate enough now to be in a position to be able to allocate even more funds beyond the Housing for All project that was announced a number of years ago. But it isn't really about money.
No, it's not.
The things you're talking about, in theory, could have been fixed several years ago when we didn't really have the finances.
Yeah, in 2012, 13, 14, we didn't have the finances. But if it were money, we have the money to solve the problem. But it's not about money, because what I said earlier, we have to build the houses in Ireland with builders and building workers in Ireland, and they aren't here. Like in the 2000-2007 period, people came from Poland because they could earn a lot more in Ireland. But the cost of Poland is much better off than it was, and the cost of living is so high in Ireland in terms of where they're going to live, that where are you going to get the labour?
Is there a part of this, though? We've got to a point where I think it was around 30,000 houses a year are now being built. There are estimates that based on population projection and so forth, we might need 50,000 a year. Is it realistic? Are people actually realistic about what's attainable, given the economies of full employment, given we're not going to attract all of these new builders in, and where are they going to live while they're here building the houses?
If you start dealing with the obstacles to building in particular and planning, you could get to 50,000 by 2030, but you also need to start training people in Ireland to actually do the job. So there are a range of things, but it's not about spending money.
John Fitzgerald of the ESRI, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.